Chapter 100. Mentioning Bismillah before and saying Alhamdulillah after eating. 728. Umar bin Abu Salama radiallahu anhuma reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to me, mention Allah's name, i.e. say Bismillah before starting eating. Eat with your right hand and eat from what is near you." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. There are two things about this hadith. First, we should start eating or drinking by pronouncing the name of Allah. Second, we should eat from our side without stretching our hand to the side where someone else is eating. This may be the case when more than one or two people are eating the same kind of food from a single dish. Good manners do not allow it. Yet, in case a variety of food or fruit is lying before us on the table, we are free to take our pick. 729. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, when any of you wants to eat, he should mention the name of Allah in the beginning, i.e. say, Bismillah. If he forgets to do it in the beginning, he should say, Bismillah awalahu wa akhirahu. I begin with the name of Allah at the beginning and at the end." At-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud. Commentary. This hadith provides us a concession. If we have forgotten to pronounce the name of Allah before beginning to eat, we can do it during eating or in the end. 730. Jabir radiallahu anhu reported, "I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, if a person mentions the name of Allah upon entering his house or eating, Satan says, addressing his followers, you will find nowhere to spend the night and no dinner. But if he enters without mentioning the name of Allah, Satan says to his followers, you have found a place to spend the night in. And if he does not mention the name of Allah at the time of eating, Satan says, you have found a place to spend the night in as well as food." Muslim. Commentary. Herein, we are told that in order to ward off Satan and his followers, we are supposed to remember Allah before entering our house and before beginning to eat. The remembrance of Allah implies those appropriate prayers of the Prophet, peace be upon him, which have been mentioned in Ahadith. For example, we are instructed to pronounce the name of Allah before beginning to eat. On entering our house, we recite the following prophetic prayer. Allahumma inni as'aluka khair al-mawliji wa khair al-makhraji. Bismillahi wa lajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa al-alahi rabbana tawakkalna. O Allah, I ask you for what is good of entrance and what is good for exit. With the name of Allah do we enter, and with the name of Allah do we leave. And upon our Rabb, Allah, have we put our trust. 731. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu reported, "When we attended a meal with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, we would not stretch forth our hands towards the food until he, peace be upon him, would start eating first. Once we were with him when a little girl rushed in as if someone was impelling her. She was about to lay her hand on the food when the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, caught her hand. Then a Bedouin came in rushing as if someone were pushing him. He, peace be upon him, caught his hand also and said, Satan considers that food lawful for himself on which the name of Allah is not mentioned. He, Satan, brought this girl to make the food lawful through her, but I caught her hand. Then he brought the Bedouin to make it lawful through him, but I caught his hand too. By him in whose hand my soul is, now Satan's hand is in my grasp along with their hands." Then he mentioned the name of Allah and began to eat. Abu Dawud and An-Nasai. Commentary. Here too we are told that if we do not pronounce Allah's name, Satan and his minions will share our meal with us. So, prior to eating, we must pronounce the name of Allah. An incident is related in this hadith. Once the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and his companions were just to start taking their meal when an unknown girl and a Bedouin burst upon the scene. Without seeking the formal permission and pronouncing the name of Allah, they hurriedly stretched their hands to eat. Yet the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, restrained them from doing so. Owing to divine inspiration, he had seen the hidden hand of the devil behind their abrupt actions. We have only one way to escape the devil. That is, on such occasions, we should first pronounce the name of Allah. Second, this hadith enlightens us on table manners, calling for decency and decorum. It will be called an act of sheer indecency to voraciously pounce upon food as is commonly witnessed in feasts and weddings. Indeed, it is the result of deviation from Islamic teachings that many Muslims have grown ignorant of the Prophet's manner of eating. Allah too has left them unrestrained in their beast-like hunger. 732. Umayyah bin Makhshi radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was sitting while a man was eating food. That man did not mention the name of Allah before commencing to eat, till only a morsel of food was left. When he raised it to his mouth, he said, 'Bismillah awallahu wa akhirahu,' with the name of Allah in the beginning and the end." The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, smiled at this and said, "Satan had been eating with him, but when he mentioned the name of Allah, Satan vomited all that was in his stomach." Abu Dawud and An-Nasai. Commentary. This hadith also informs us that Satan shares food and drink with those people who do not mention the name of Allah. 733. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was eating with his six companions when a desert Arab came and ate up the food in two mouthfuls. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Had he mentioned the name of Allah, it would have sufficed for all of you.'" At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. The pronouncement of Allah's name brings blessing to the meal, and the omission of his name robs blessing away. 734. Abu Umama radiallahu anhu reported, "Whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, finished a meal, he would say, 'Alhamdulillah khatiran tayyiban mudarabbakun fihi ghayra makfiyin wala muwaddain wala mustagnan anhu rabbuna.' All praise is due to Allah, praise which is abundant, pure, and full of blessings, which is indispensable, and to which one cannot be indifferent." Al-Bukhari. Commentary. This hadith mentions a supplication which the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to recite after taking meal. The economy of words was the essence of the Prophet's, peace be upon him, eloquence as displayed here. To supplicate this prophetic prayer after taking a meal is recommendable. 735. Mu'ad bin Anas radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'He who has taken food and says at the end, Alhamdulillah di at'amana hadha wa razakkini min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwatin,' all praise is due to Allah, who has given me food to eat and provided it without any endeavor on my part or any power. All his past sins will be forgiven." At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith tells us that if we praise Allah after taking a meal, all our minor sins committed in the past will be forgiven by Him.